You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. Happy spring training, everybody. I'm Allison Twitter from MLB.com, and as usual, we are joined by Corey Brock, who covers our wonderful Padres. And Corey, now that we are further away from the offseason and not really talking about everything that they've done, and now we're going to talk about everything that they want to do. So I found it interesting. There seems to be an abundance of pitchers in big league camp. I don't know. Maybe that's kind of a normal number. It seems a little high with 29, but maybe it seems high because there's not a lot of openings. So how are all these guys going to get time, innings? How is that all mapped out?
Yeah, coin flip, Allison. I think that's how they're going to rock, scissors, papers. It's going to be kind of a challenge. You know, you play all these games over here, and you would have to think that there's enough innings for everybody to go around, but that's the simple math fact is that they have to get pretty creative here because you're trying to get guys, you know, the proper amount of work to get them ready for the regular season, and you're also trying to evaluate some guys who are kind of on the bubble, and you have some prospects in camp. You want to get them innings to get a look at these guys before you turn them over to minor league camp. So it's kind of a jigsaw puzzle a little bit that involves a lot of math, hashtag math, which, you know, as journalists, at least for myself, I'm not really good at. So it's, you know, talking to the pitching coach, it's kind of been a challenge. So they're trying to sort through a lot of this. You know, they have a couple of four guys battling for that number five job. They want to lay eyes on them as much as possible this spring. So it's, this may come down to some B games, taking a look at guys on the minor league side once those games get going. So I think they feel like they're going to get a chance to evaluate all these guys. They just might have to get a little creative in doing it.
Would you say, let's talk a little bit about Brandon Morrow. He's pretty interesting because he was, you know, seriously considering signing with the Padres. This was before sort of the explosion, if I have the timeline right, sort of before the explosion of all these signings. And then James Shields signed on. So it kind of diminished his prospects to be in the starting rotation. Of course, if he doesn't make that, he'd be a prime candidate for the bullpen. But he has a lot of upside, except that the last 2 years have been derailed by injuries. But would you say that he's got the edge at this point? He's a veteran guy, 30 years old, to win a spot on this pitching staff somewhere?
Yeah, I do, and I've kind of thought all along, even with the Shield signing, that he's kind of the favorite for that number five spot. That he was going to be a favorite for a rotation spot, regardless. I think they think pretty highly of him. I think when he came back from his last injury last September with the Blue Jays, that his velocity was good. It's the former number one pick, and when he's been healthy, you know, he's been pretty good. I know there's been some command issues in the past, but if we don't think back too far, this guy almost threw a no-hitter, has been pretty dominant at times, and they certainly had some opportunities to go elsewhere and pitch in relief, but he wants to start. They've promised him every opportunity to do so, and I really think that he's the best of this group, and I think that'll prove to be true as we march throughout spring training here this month. And yeah, I think he's going to be dynamic. I think he's going to be really good. I think his bullpens have been pretty good so far, from what you could really truly gather out of those. But, we'll get a first chance to look at him here sometime this weekend. And, I think they like the experience factor. I think they like his stuff. He knows how to handle himself. I think they feel like he'll slide right in. And, especially when you look around the league at number fives, that probably feel like they have a pretty good leg up there in terms of what they're running out there as a fifth starter.
So the games are underway, and everybody gets, of course, very excited about that because they're actually going to be watching a baseball game. The pitchers are just starting slowly with one inning, two innings, and the position players that everyone knows will play, they'll just get a couple of bats. But at what point, covering the team, the first 10 days of spring training or workouts, at what point are you like, oh my God, I need to watch a baseball game before I lose my mind? Which day does that start setting in?
Yeah, I think it's a few days after I got into camp. Yeah, it's interesting. You kind of go through this progression of spring, Allison, where you're, as spring training is kind of creeping up, you're kind of like, I kind of got that itch to get there. And then you get here and, guys are going through these PFPs and these these bullpen sessions, and you can't wait for games to start, and then games start, of course, inevitably, and you can't wait for the regular season to get here. So it all kind of plots along this course here, where you start to get edgy at a certain point, and you hope that that next step is right around the corner. So yeah, it kind of felt like the games showed up right about the time when they needed to, and in talking to the players, I think they felt that way too, especially for, you know, the pitchers who've been here a few days longer. I think they're kind of itching and, you know, ready to go. And, you know, the position players certainly don't need as much time to get going and get their swings down and all that. But, you know, I think, you know, that we talked about the renewed sense of optimism, the excitement. And, you know, Buddy Black, I know before the first game, talked about when he wrote down the lineup card, Allison, you know, he let's face it, you know, and Buddy's a guy that likes to tinker around with lineups. I imagine he's sitting at home or he's sitting out to dinner with his wife, Nan, you know, during the winter, and he's writing down lineups on paper napkins. I know him well enough to know that he's been doing that. But he said, you know, before that first game Wednesday against the Mariners, that it sort of felt kind of real to him, you know, when you first write down that first lineup, even though, you know, it's a spring training game and you're writing Kemp and Upton down for the first time, it starts to hit home a little bit. So this is, you know, this is the first game of many of what they're hoping is going to be a fantastic season.
Yeah, you have to think that Buddy's got a little kick in his step when he's writing these lineups down. He's seeing the names that he gets to write down. I mean, I'm sure he would have to admit in a very honest moment that this is probably the most excited he's been in many years, he's filling out a lineup card.
Yeah, the names are a little different, Allison. It's we haven't seen anything quite like this before in my 8 previous years, and his 8 previous years, too.
So I was just talking with the Rockies, with them, Thomas Harding, and they are sort of, their position players are sort of required to be very versatile because they're going to have a 12-man pitching staff. But with the Padres, it seems like, I mean, you were writing about how the infield is pretty versatile too, or I guess it was actually one of our colleagues that was writing this story, just about how, like, there's a lot of infielders that can play a lot of different positions and do a lot of different things, and how can that help the team?
Well, you know, and one of the guys that I think has kind of been a key piece to all this that I haven't really talked a whole lot about is Clint Barmas. And this is a guy, you know, you were talking about Brandon Morrow, Allison, the guy that signed on early before the big bonanza hit. Clint Barmas was another one who really signed early on. I think he might have been the final week of November. And, you know, it was funny in talking to him afterwards, you know, in his conversation with Preller, and Preller saying, you know, hey, we're going to do some things here. And, of course, you hear that not really understanding what that means, but certainly he had a better perspective by the time December ended. But, you know, he started at shortstop his first game, the charity game against the Mariners, and they're going to use him at third. They're going to use him a little bit at second. He might even play some first. Kind of sets up like a perfect National League bench piece. So Will Middlebrooks, who they got from the Red Sox, you know, he's competing for that third base job. You know, he may end up playing a little first base as well. So, yeah, they have some interchangeable pieces, which, you know, I've always found for a National League piece or a National League team is especially important. You know, the more versatility you have and maybe some guys you could bring off the bench late in the game, I think that could really help some teams out and give the manager a whole lot more flexibility.
So one last question. I want to talk a little bit about Jason Lane just because, I mean, admittedly, he's one of my favorite players as he played for the Astros many years ago and just a great guy. And I'm just so intrigued by the fact that he has reinvented himself as a left-handed pitcher. I mean, he's sticking around a little bit. So he started this venture a couple of years ago, and he seems to have found some success with that. So assuming that there's not really going to be space for him in the majors, or maybe there will, like, where do you see it going with Jason Lane as far as, you know, how his spring is going to shake out, where he might fit in the organization?
Yeah, one of my favorite stories too, Allison. That was kind of neat to see him come up last year, made those two relief appearances with the Padres, went back down to Triple A El Paso, then came up and made that start, his first big league start as a pitcher in Atlanta, and pitched great, like one run over 6 or 7 innings, and they didn't score any runs for him, which was, you know, kind of a theme last year, of course. Hence all the changes. But what a great story, you know, for a guy that was out of the big league since 2007 and, you know, did a lot of wonderful things, certainly as a position player. You saw a lot of that in Houston, was a part of such a great group of players and, you know, did it the hard way and reinvented himself and worked his way back from independent league ball. I mean, this guy had nothing given to him and just completely reinvent himself as a, you know, kind of a softer thrower with supreme command and certainly a knowledge of what the hitters are trying to do. And I think he uses that to his advantage. And you know, he's going to get some opportunities to pitch here in spring. The coaching staff knows what he can do. You know, he'll begin the year in AAA, but I think they understand that, you know, if they get in a pinch, and you know how the season goes, Allison, you never finish with the same five you start with. You know, I have no doubt that we'll probably see Jason Lane at some point, and you know, I have no doubt that he'll come up here and he'll compete his rear off, and he'll throw a ton of strikes and give his team a chance to win. It's a great story. The guy's 38 years old, and he still has this thirst to learn all he can about pitching. I mean, he's nowhere near closing the door on that, and it's just a great story, and I think there's a great lesson in perseverance and love of the game, you know, at the risk of being sappy here. I just think there's something really cool about it.
Yeah, so do I, and I'm happy for him because he really had a hard time sort of solidifying himself in the Astros. You know, the Astros back then, it was just hard to break through to that infield or outfield, and so nice to see him still playing. Anyway, Corey, thank you very much, and I'll see you in person very soon.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.